We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
I was talking about your Chinese stuff that you are preparing their New Year's year, New Year's food.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name again?
Jiaozi.
Jiaozi, bulmandu.
Basically, it's a dumpling.
Steamed dumpling?
Apparently, the northern area of China, they eat it for the New Year's morning meal. Like how we eat tteokguk, you know?
Right. So southern people eat different thing then?
You know, I actually called the restaurant who actually owned by some people from Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
And because I was going to ask her, you know, and she told me, it's only the northern people who eat that. We don't really eat that.
So they don't
but
have...
I can still make them, she said.
I see. So they don't have specific food they eat for a New Year's then?
Southern people, I didn't really ask. I'm sure they do.
Right. Japanese people eat noodle,
probably
right? Cold noodle.
Soba
right.
or something.
Yeah. I mean, we all have that. I think Asian people, it's very Asian culture, you know, we eat.
Right, they have a special food for different, you know, events or seasons. You know how we eat red beans porridge.
Right. For dongji.
Yeah,
the day winter starts, right? Right.
Winter solstice, we call it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of them that we prepare for specific occasion.
Right.
All right. How are you feeling today?
Much better because the weather is a lot warmer.
A little bit.
Not as cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a thinner clothes, which makes me a lot easier to
Lighter.
Move around. Yeah.
Right. And it looks like it's a festival season. Berlin is kicking off first.
Yes, 72nd Berlinale, they call it.
Right. Within 3 weeks. And it's going to be 72nd. Right. Which means they started in 1951. That's a pretty long time, right?
Right. Apparently, it was an idea by American film officer in U.S. military who was stationed in West Berlin after World War II.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not like a totally German thing.
I mean, it was his idea.
It's a sort of American.
It was his idea to have a film festival, I guess, and somehow they...
I don't want
to
hurt their feelings, but... So, it's one of the largest film festivals in Europe. I think the second largest after Venice. No?
Cannes.
Oh, Cannes. Right. I mean, scale-wise, right?
I think scale-wise, Cannes is much bigger.
Right. And
Berlin.
History-wise, Venice is the oldest. And I think this is the second. Right. You've been to Berlin, right?
I have never been to Berlin.
Oh, that's odd because they've been playing a lot of Korean films, right?
You know, in old days, I used to go to Cannes a lot because they had a market because I was importing movies. But Berlin did not have a market before.
And but also, they do now, right?
They do now, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
And what they call EFM, I think, European Film Market.
Mm-hmm.
And Venice did not have a film market, so I didn't go except I went there one time because one of my movies was in competition.
Oh, I see.
It was a beautiful city, I remember.
Right. It's pretty cold, though, right?
It was September, I remember. It wasn't really that cold. The weather was perfect, actually. Mm-hmm. Except that you know, those boat taxi drivers, they were...
It happens every time, you know, every time you go to Europe.
They're mafias.
Right. I mean, Berlin International Film Festival is kind of special for Korean audiences because they play a lot of Korean films, first of all.
Well, and I mean, it's limited to a couple of directors, Hong Sang-soo and Kim Ki-duk.
Yeah, it's kind of biased. I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
Yeah.
Because certain director goes every year,
right?
Seemingly. And Hong Sang-soo won the best award for...
He won the Silver Bear last year.
Oh, yeah. That was last year. And then we didn't think he was going to go again, but this happened again with this year, right?
Right,
his film's in competition now.
What, the novelist film?
Uh-huh, 소설가의 영화.
Is it black and white again?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the last year film? Was it?
It was Introduction. Which was also
black and white,
black and white, yeah.
Oh, right.
We covered this movie.
Oh, right with it. Berlin likes black and white films, just you know. It's a good tip.
Yeah.
So Hong Sang-soo's film is one of 18 movies that are in competition. This year, 7 films are directed by women and 12 films are made by returning filmmakers.
Right. Is it 19 altogether that's in international competition?
I don't know. As far as I checked, it was 18.
I counted it was 18, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
And so, yeah, what else do we have other than Hong Sang-soo?
You know, I'm not really familiar with any of these European directors. Mm-hmm. You must. You're a professor.
Some of them, yeah. I recognize Dario Argento. I'm pretty sure you know him too. Claire Denis.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one Japanese film. But he's not really familiar.
Yeah, and we also have a Chinese film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Because I thought we only have 2 Asian films this year.
We have a Chinese film. Uh-huh. And also we have a Cambodian co-production.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of Asian co-productions here.
Okay. But diversity-wise, it looks good.
Mm.
Gender-wise, it's it looks okay. So what do you think about this film?
The novelist film?
Yeah. What do you think about the concept?
They haven't actually shown the film yet in Korea, have they?
No.
Yeah, so I think they're going to probably win an award at the film festival. So, and then try to open in Korea. But usually his film doesn't do so well in Korea. So.
Right. Because it's very, like, microscope, very small, you know, in terms of, like, story. It doesn't have many events, you know. It's very slowly paced. And there are not many events occurring. So I don't think it's a commercial flair. Definitely not.
Definitely not. And it stars Lee Hae-young again.
Yeah.
He must really liked her from her last film.
She's a main character, right?
Yeah.
And Kim Min-hee
is now finally returning. And So Young-ha.
I think that must be a plus for Berlin.
Yeah, I think the acting-wise, it's going to be brilliant from both the actresses.
So what do you think about all this, I don't know, success for Hong Sang-soo? It seems like it's getting better and better over the years.
I think people sort of are getting used to his films. And I mean, there's you have to kind of fall into the code of certain directors. Then you watch again and again similar things and you like it more and more. Whereas people who doesn't really follow them cannot understand.
Yeah, because it seems like it's kind of opposite in Korea. Less and less people like Hong Sang-soo's film.
Right.
You know, there's certainly less appreciation.
A lot of the critics love it.
Because it's repetitive,
yeah,
for sure.
For
you, how do you feel? Do you think his later films are better than the earlier ones? I think I prefer earlier films.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, they're in color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And there's a lot of lovemaking scenes. Yeah, there used to be.
Download the Arirang Radio app on your device for free.
It's Arirang. A-R-I-R-A-N-G Radio.
So what do we have for today? We have 2 Korean films.
2 big Korean films called Kingmaker and Pirates, The Last Royal Treasure.
Right, Kingmaker. I like the title because it's very straightforward. It is about Kingmaker.
Right, you know, actually the concept of Kingmaker came from it's a political word. From 1400s.
A modern concept.
Right.
Because I thought, you know.
Right, from England.
Mm-hmm.
Earl of Warwick, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was guys who are trying to make him the king. So
actually, there is a Hollywood film titled Kingmaker, yes. So don't be confused with that. So this film is directed by Byun Sung-yeon, who's the director of Burandang.
The Merciless.
Uh-huh. And this film features Seol Kyung-gu again after Burandang.
I think Seol Kyung-gu likes him a lot, actually, because after Merciless, which did not do so well.
He became an idol of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. After, although the film didn't do well so well at the box office, but he had a really big following.
Mm-hmm.
This film also and Seol Kyung-gu.
I still don't get it, you know, how this happened. Because Seol Kyung-gu was Seol Kyung-gu, like same old Seol Kyung-gu.
But I think
maybe dressed nicer.
I think they like the character in the movie.
Uh-huh.
So actually, they were up for Golden Bell Award.
And, yeah.
I remember.
I was there. I remember. I was a jury member. And you were too, right?
Yes. And then they came up to... every time the movie's mentioned, you remember the screams? And
I know. Yeah. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah.
Because I never really thought Seol Kyung-goo would have fandom, you know, at his age.
Right. But it's limited number of people, so...
Mm-hmm. 불안당원, right?
Yeah.
So he's coming back with this movie, Kingmaker, and 변성현 repeatedly emphasizes this is not a political drama. This is a commercial film, 상업영화. I think he doesn't want to frame this as political drama because that might look like, you know, too heavy for some audiences.
Yeah.
And this is a film about Kim Dae-jung.
Correct.
So that might be sensitive.
Who finally became the president later on. But this film is based... Background is our 60s and 70s, how people were doing anything they could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they have few you know, words from Aristotle and Plato, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, can we do anything to do the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that type of thing. So it's about people who are under these candidates
mm-hmm.
who will do anything to, you know, elect them.
Mm-hmm.
And they show a couple of tricks, which is quite interesting.
This film is based on the real life event about bombing.
Yes.
Right.
And actually, the character played by Lee Sung-kyun, his character name is Seo Chang-dae in the movie. However, there's actually an actual person.
Right.
His last name is something.
Right. They changed the names in the last minute because the actors felt too much pressure having to play either Kim Dae-jung and this real person.
I think this kind of movies, like Namsan-ae Bujangdeul, you know, the...
Yeah. They changed the names too, right?
Yeah, so they usually change the names too.
But 변성현 said he wanted to use the real name for this time, but Seol Kyung-goo declined. But it's kind of understandable though, right? I mean, if you have to play Kim Dae-jung, that's going to be...
Also, the other movie, The Odas was in, he played Kim
Dae-jung. Right.
His name was not Kim Dae-jung.
I don't recall, but yeah probably. Yes. So what do you think about this, I don't know, combination, this matching, Seol Kyung-goo versus Lee Sung-kyun as a pair? Do you think it works?
I think it worked out good because they're both good actors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Seol Kyung-goo even said this story background, the 60s and 70s, however, through the director, Byun Sung-hyun's hands, it's gonna come out stylistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty stylistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For, you know, it's actually, this is a period piece, actually, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I really like Seol Kyung-goo's playing Kim Dae-jung's role. I think it looks good, but I don't know. I still have my doubts about Lee Sung-kyun. I just can't match him, somebody, you know, working as a kingmaker.
You know, actually, he kind of looks like the real character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to look that up then.
And, you know, people make fun of his voices a lot. So for me, it's really hard to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because I keep, you know, it reminds me of people making fun of his voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not a funny voice. It's a very serious and, you know, it's a very soft spoken,
but many people
mellow,
mimic his voice.
Romantic voice.
In a comedy, that's why.
Right. And this movie also came out yesterday.
The Pirates, the Last Royal Treasure.
Right. I never really thought this movie is going to be, you know, there's going to be a sequel for this one. I mean, even though the first one did pretty well.
This is not actually a sequel. It's
not related, right?
It's not related. It's called spiritual sequel, they call it.
I don't think they're spiritually connected either.
Well,
but I mean, the overall theme, I mean, it's similar, right? Because everything takes place in the ocean, right?
Right.
So
actually, the Korean title gives away it's actually a spoiler.
Uh-huh.
It's a goblin flag.
Uh-huh.
Korean title is a pirate's goblin flag, but in English, they call it the Last Royal Treasure.
Do you know this guy, the director? Because he's been in the industry for more than like 2 decades.
However, he hasn't done too many movies. And I was
pretty surprised. He made Tamjong. So that's why I think he has Kwon Sang-ho for this one.
Right. That was about the only big film that wasn't even that big.
Right. And who else do we have? the leading characters are?
We have Kang Hanul. He's very, very good. He just starred in SNL, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I didn't know.
He was fantastic.
You saw it?
So funny. And Han Hyo Joo, uh-huh. She's also one of my favorite actresses because I worked with her for the Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her legs were like as thin as my arm.
Is it why you like her?
No, I just noticed that she's so skinny, you know, this actress. And she's playing this tough role, you know, it's hard to believe. And apparently...
I don't think it fits, though.
Apparently she trained for 3 months, mm-hmm. you know, how to use sword and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The only cast member I really like, and it fits well, I think, it's Lee Kwang-soo.
You know, we tried to cast him a while back. He mm-hmm. said he didn't want to do anything, any character that's comic
uh-huh.
character.
Mm-hmm. but that's the only one
yeah,
exactly. he's doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was quite big mm-hmm. at the time because, you know, his TV show, Running Man and all that, he was so popular in Southeast Asia, China. Mm-hmm. So I guess he had got a little
mm-hmm.
bit big.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was doing, but he finally realized that mm-hmm. He's got to do comic mm-hmm. characters otherwise.
But you know what? He's a good actor. He does dramatic roles pretty well.
Yeah, I think he can. But the thing is, it's like this. You know, some characters, people expect certain things. And when some funny mm-hmm. actor plays a serious role, it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah, I think he's the same. So
mm-hmm. I would like to see him in drama films, though. In the future,
right?
I think that's that.
And we have Kwon Sang-woo mm-hmm. as a villain,
mm-hmm.
Bu Hong-soo. He's the bad guy.
Basically,
movie.
I think the story wise, it's basically the same story because they go on this journey to search treasure, like national treasure.
Yeah. Which was stolen.
That's what happened in the first place.
And then there were like three stages where they first find the map from the Japanese mm-hmm. pirates. And then they find this horn, mm-hmm. which has a map. Mm-hmm. And then when they go there, they don't think it's a real thing, but they find this flag, which is given away by the title.
Mm-hmm.
That flag, goblin flag, mm-hmm. has the actual map. And mm-hmm. it's about journey of going to that island mm-hmm. called Lightning Island. With the Kwon Sang-woo character, this mm-hmm. villain, chasing them.
Number-wise, this film is the first. It's a top-ranked on the box office right now.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Yesterday we had 92,449 mm-hmm. people.
Which is not bad.
Yeah, and which is about $700,000 mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. box office mm-hmm. just yesterday. And Kingmaker did 47,024 admissions. So mm-hmm. that's about 350,000.
Right.
So about half of the pirates.
Right. We'll see. I think this is gonna do well, you know, given this long holiday season that we have.
Right. Interesting thing is Spider-Man is still going pretty strong.
I know. It's over 7 million, right?
Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting. All right. Thank you, Jonathan. I have to tell you guys, this is not Jonathan's last session.
I'm sorry, I have to produce a movie start in 3 weeks, so uh-huh. I'll be pretty busy, so I don't think I can actually be diligent.
But you know what? Because I just couldn't let him go like this, so we're going to have Jonathan's special show next week. So we're going to talk all the movies that he produced and distributed and whatnot.
I don't think we have time to talk about all of them. So we'll talk about
some of them
that actually changed the Korean film industry.
Right.
Yeah.
Some major ones. All right. I'm excited for that. All right. I'll see you next week, Jonathan.
Bye, everyone.
I'll see you next week.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.